So now it's absolutely official and all the venues have been announced. The Vatican has confirmed that Pope Benedict will be visiting the United Kingdom from September the 16th to 19th, meeting with Queen Elizabeth at her official residence in Scotland, speaking to politicians and opinion makers at the Houses of Parliament in London, and presiding at three major outdoor celebrations, including a beatification mass for Cardinal John Henry Newman. Over in Britain, leading lay Catholic politician Lord Chris Patten has been appointed as the government's coordinator of the papal visit. The former Conservative Party chairman and governor of Hong Kong will liaise closely with the bishops' conferences of England and Wales and Scotland on all the practical details of security, logistics and organisation that need to be ironed out before the Pope touches down in Edinburgh on the morning of Thursday, September the 16th. Archbishop Vincent Nicholls of Westminster is president of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. I talked to him just after the official announcement was made to find out the latest details of venues and events that the Pope will be attending during this long-awaited visit.
Well, as they've been announced here and by the Holy See, the papal visit, which is a state visit, begins with the Pope being welcomed by Her Majesty the Queen at Holyrood House Palace in Edinburgh. And there will be the formal greetings and exchange of addresses there. And then the Pope will go to Glasgow and celebrate Mass with a large number of people in Bellahouston Park. That evening then, the Thursday evening, he flies down to London and on Friday morning goes to St. Mary's College in Twickenham and meets with many youngsters from Catholic schools and reflects on the role of the Church in education and the vision of education as we want to promote it in our world today. Then there's a meeting with leaders of different sectors of society who are men and women of different faith. So it's an interfaith meeting, and that takes place on Friday morning too. Friday evening he comes into central London with three quite remarkable events. The first is a visit to the Archbishop of Canterbury in Lambeth Palace. The second is a speech to leaders of the United Kingdom in political, diplomatic, civic, and all sorts of enterprise leaders in Westminster Hall, which is probably one of the most important buildings in London. It's been used since medieval times as a place for banquets and gatherings, and indeed for trials. And St. Thomas More was put on trial in Westminster Hall and actually condemned to death there. And then the Pope will leave Westminster Hall and go to Westminster Abbey, where there will be evening prayer with all the different Christians from the United Kingdom assembled together. And he and the Archbishop of Canterbury will go and pray at the tomb of St. Edward the Confessor, the great saint who was an English monarch who built the first Westminster Abbey. Then on Saturday he comes to Westminster Cathedral and he meets the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition and the Deputy Prime Minister and celebrates Mass here. Then on Saturday afternoon he visits a residential home for the care of the elderly, and in the evening leads a vigil of prayer in Hyde Park. And then on Sunday he goes to Birmingham, to Coughton Park, where he celebrates the beatification of Cardinal John Henry Newman. And shortly after that, then returns back to Rome.
So it's an incredibly full programme. That beatification at the very end is being seen as one of the highlights, really, of this visit. But that venue has been changed, hasn't it? Can you tell us something about that change of place for the beatification mass?
Well, it was a decision that was come to, particularly in the interests of the advance party from the Holy See and with the support of the bishops here, because it locates the celebration of the beatification directly into the situations of Cardinal Newman's life. So Coughton Park is immediately across the road from Rednall House, the house in Rednall, where Cardinal Newman went for his summer rest, where in fact he was buried. And Coughton Park is a park in which he used to walk. And so there is a direct connection between the site of the beatification and the life and death of Cardinal Newman. And that wasn't the case in Coventry. So we've made this change because Coughton Park is a very beautiful location as well. And it will be, I think, aesthetically much more pleasing than the flat open spaces of an airport.
Now, as you know, there have been some concerns that both Coughton and some of the other venues aren't as big as perhaps Catholics there in Britain had been hoping, that it won't be possible for all that many people to be able to actually see the Pope in person on this visit. What can you say to that at the moment?
Well, there will be many different ways in which people can see the Pope. There are three large outdoor events, and in an age of safety regulations, security problems, making sure that nothing can possibly go wrong, three major outdoor events in three different locations in 3 days is a real challenge. Then there will be the drives that the Pope makes in the Pope Mobile through the centres of cities. And that will give a lot more people a chance to come out and to greet him and to show him their support. And then, of course, in an age of very sophisticated media, we will have on our own website continual coverage of the Pope's visit, which can therefore be watched anywhere where there is a computer link-up. And then the major events, of course, will be televised through the major networks. And we're just putting together now a prayer book that will contain in one volume all the liturgies of the visit, lots of explanatory material, so that people, whether they're there at the events or whether they're gathered in front of a big screen, perhaps, that they organise in their parish, or whether they're sitting at home, they'll be able to follow word for word and pray with the Pope through these important spiritual moments.
Archbishop Nicholls, what can you tell us also about the costs of this visit? Because, as you know, again, there's been some concern here about rising costs, about what the church is paying, what the government is paying.
Well, with the appointment of Lord Paton as the personal representative of the Prime Minister, and with his statements this morning, it's perfectly clear that the British government is very supportive of this visit, totally committed to its success and ready to meet its substantial share of the costs. The Catholic community is likewise totally committed to this visit. It is a state visit. Every aspect of it is part of a state visit. But the Catholic community will willingly and readily support those aspects of the visit which are quite explicitly an expression of Catholic faith. So the liturgies, the moments of prayer, those things, those aspects of this visit will be entirely funded by the Catholic community. The overarching costs, well, in some ways might seem a lot, but if you compare them to the cost of the G20 summit last summer, which lasted for 1 day, this visit costs, I think, probably about half the cost of that one-day G20 summit. So in terms of Britain's standing in the world, in terms of the UK's presence on the world stage, the costs of this visit are not considerable at all.
You've obviously got your work cut out over the next couple of months. What do you see, perhaps, as the biggest challenge?
Well, I think on the one hand, there are all the logistical matters, but I believe we've got the teams in place now and that will work out. On the other hand, there is getting people to know how they can come to these events, how they can join in, and that process unfolds from today onwards. And then thirdly, there's getting the spiritual momentum so that people will know, especially Catholics and other Christians, how to give their support to the Pope in this terrific venture that he's taken on in coming to London, this multicultural, multi-faith, vibrant city, which is so typical of the modern world, and bringing here his elegant and profound presentation of faith as a great gift of God.
Do you expect a lot of the public to turn up not from the Catholic community? Do you expect a lot of people from other Christian denominations to be there?
The public authorities that we speak to expect everybody to turn up. They are quite clear that on the streets when the Pope is moving around there will be big crowds. Maybe it'll be partly curiosity, maybe it'll be people who want to express their support. There might be a few who want to express their opposition.
My thanks there to Archbishop Vincent Nichols of Westminster, President of the Bishops Conference of England and Wales, and for all the latest up-to-the-minute details of preparations around the papal visit to the UK, you can visit their website www.thepapalvisit.org.uk.